Thank you for that song. Gift for a lifetime. Let's open our Bibles. Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 17. Okay, book of Luke, chapter 17. I will read this and follow with your eyes. We have here from verse number 11 to verse number 19. Let's all stand, please, if you can. Let's all stand, and then just follow with your eyes. I will read these verses from verse number 11 to verse number 19. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed by through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go, show yourselves unto the priests.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger.' And he said unto him, 'Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.'" Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, thank you for bringing us together into this place of worship. Thank you, God, that we have this Bible and reading the accounts, Lord, of the power that you have showed and to the people and to help them, Lord, in their needs. Lord, how we wish that you were here also in the midst of us physically, so that, Lord, people can see your power and your glory. But Lord, we still thank you for the blessings that you have given us, your word, that even though, Lord, we have not seen you in the flesh, but we believe in you, God, in the spirit, because we believe that what the Bible says, the account of the Bible is all true and it's reliable to believe. And I pray, Lord, that more and more people will put their faith in your word. And thank you, Lord, that you have shown to us that these people who have sickness that are impossible for man to heal, but Lord, you healed them, and Lord, you showed your power to the world in those times, and we still, Lord, believe that you have that power until today. So therefore, God, accept our praises, and thank you, Lord, for bringing us here so that, Lord, we can hear again and again your mighty working power, and that, Lord, all of us will just set our hearts and our faith in you, and that, Lord, you may bless your people, because, Lord, that is the beginning of blessing, is the faith that we have in you. Bless tonight, give us victory, and thank you, Lord, for all your people that are here, and even, Lord, I pray for those people who are not here tonight in our church, that you will still, oh God, guide them and impress upon them, Lord, the importance of worship. Those people, Lord, that are part of our ministry, but I pray, oh God, that they will desire also themselves to hear you. They will desire themselves to listen to your voice. And tonight, for among these people that are here tonight, just give us victory, Lord. Exalt your name in the midst of us. Glorify your name, oh God. And thank you, Lord, for this passage of scripture. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. All right, so we again thank the Lord for the blessing of his word. And this time we are going to see this person that is a leper. And there were 10 of them, as the story goes. And amazingly, as you can see, among the four Gospels, only Luke mentioned this event. Mark did not mention this. Matthew did not mention this. And John did not mention this in their books. But Luke did. And this record showed to us that there were 10 lepers, leprous people. In those times, leprosy is just beyond the doctors to heal. There's no healing for them. There's no medication. There's nothing that they can do. If people can have leprosy, it's just so sad. That was a sickness that could not be healed by medicine in those times. And here, the Lord showed to us that these men, they were even, standing from afar. And that means they are isolated. They cannot come together where the, people in public go. No, they cannot allow themselves to stay within the, or rubbing shoulders with people, because their leprosy is just so dreadful, and there's no medicine. But again, these 10 men, they are not supposed to be together based on their races. The one here, as we see, is a Samaritan. And probably the rest, the 9, we just assume that they are Jewish people, or one or more persons there could have been, Jewish people. But the Lord was asked by these men to help them. And you see, When these people realize that, when these people know that they have leprosy, they are all in dire need. They are now that, they cannot go into the public. And even though spiritually they have differences in doctrine, or they have differences in their thoughts about God, and some people believe that Samaria is where people should worship God, and the Jewish people will say that, oh, it's in Jerusalem. So that division really caused problem between the Samaritans and the Jews. But because these people, they have problems with their health, they just come together. They banded themselves together, 10 of them, Jewish and Samaritans. It is very unusual that these two kinds of people will come together, because they cannot just come together because of their races. But these men, because of this, they have the same kind of problem, they have the same kind of trouble, they just come together. It has nothing to do now with their belief, spiritual belief. It has something to do with their survival. So again, this in verse number 12, you will find that this man stood afar off. So because that is the instruction of God, what these people should do, they have to stand far from the people, from the crowd. And in verse number 13, you will find that these people, they lifted up their voices. So 10 of them, they cried, they shouted, they yelled, they called from afar, the Lord Jesus. So when they called the Lord Jesus from afar, and they asked the Lord Jesus to have mercy on them, Master, have mercy on us. And you know what the Lord Jesus Christ did? I was astonished, really, of the faith of these people. The Lord Jesus Christ saw their faith. Because when they called the Lord Jesus from afar, in verse number 15 and 16, you'll see that the Lord Jesus responded to them and said to these people, Go, show yourselves unto the priest. Go, show yourselves unto the priest. And the moment, remember, they are leprous, they are in bad shape, health-wise, their health is not good. And the Lord commanded them to go show yourselves to the priest. The moment they obey, the moment they obeyed the word of Jesus, when the Lord spoke and they obeyed his words, these 10 were cleansed immediately. Immediately. Now, this is before they reached the priest. Just by the moment that they followed the command of the Lord Jesus, go, show yourselves to the priest. The moment they turned to report, to follow Christ, they got healed. And when they obeyed, they got healed. The 10 people paraded going into the temple to report to the priest that they are now cleansed and they can now join with the people and they can now worship in the temple. They can now come and worship the Lord along with and go to the marketplaces. There's no more restriction as to isolation. So, but really, when these people learned that they got healed, some continued, or 9 of them continued to report to the priest. But one could not just let this moment of, things go without giving God thanks. So he turned back and returned to the Lord Jesus and bowed down his head. He kneeled down to praise the Lord Jesus, to thank him of what he has done. That was a great thing. That was one of the greatest thing that he received from the Lord Jesus. So he gave the Lord Jesus thanks. But the other 9 were not there. The other 9 were not heard of again. Gone. There's no more report. There's no more, nothing inside here in the Bible. They just disappeared after they received the great blessing of their health. In fact, that was a life-changing moment for them, but they just disappeared. There are people really that they don't care. They just don't thank the Lord and the blessings that they receive, and they don't bother to say praises to the Lord. I do not know. Maybe me, I don't like this kind of people, ungrateful people. That's why I asked you this morning, earlier tonight, so we have a very refreshing moments in the camps, and we have beautiful camp. Do not forget to thank the Lord for that. We ought to be thankful to God. We ought to be grateful in every things that we receive, especially the good thing. Especially the good thing. These people, they receive good things. But 9 out of 10 were ungrateful. Only 1 is so grateful. And again, before we form a kind of, spiritual hatred, I don't really encourage you to have that kind of spiritual hatred towards the people like this. But again, there is really some kind of off there with these people, that big, great things that the Lord Jesus Christ had done to them, and they have just forgotten it. And they just went with their life and not giving God the praise. But before we really look at them and form dismay in our hearts, remember that one way or another, we are also like them. We get up in the morning and we do not even say, "Thank you, Lord, for the beautiful day." We get up in the morning and look around and we do not even say, "Lord, thank you that my children are still healthy. Lord, thank you that my wife is still here and my husband is still here. Lord, thank you that until today we have been sustained by your grace." We don't say that. And every time that we fail to say or do that, we are no different from these 9 lepers, ungrateful ones. We are no different. That is why I think the Lord puts that here so that this will be shown to all of us that is awful. Ungrateful people are not really a good kind of people. The Lord expects gratefulness from us because of the great things that He has done. Remember what the Bible says? The great things that God has done. Therefore, we ought to be thankful to God. Now, there are a lot of things really that we can find with this man, because this man who returned to give thanks to the Lord Jesus, and this man among the 10 is the only person that received the commendation. And remember, we are talking about the commendation for many weeks now, the commendation from the Lord, coming from the mouth of the Lord Jesus. Praising those people that are not really, very unlikely people that receive praises from the Lord. Because the Lord does not really much give praises or commendation to His disciples, not so much. Especially when it comes to faith. We talk about Apostle Peter a few weeks ago and how Apostle Peter got the praise from the Lord, but it's not because of his faith. It's just the revelation that went to him and came to him, and he said that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the Lord praised him. The Lord commended him in that. But the rest of the commendations of the Lord with regards to faith were addressed to those people who are unlikely to be, to have faith in the Lord. And like the centurion, like Canaanite woman, and many others that, received the commendation of the Lord, a very unlikely commendation, but they got that commendation. And this time is another thing. This man was a leper, and what is really even more very bizarre to this is because this man was not even a Jew. Oh, maybe we can call him a Jew also, but maybe half and half. Samaritan, they are the mixed people. They have half or part of them being Jewish, but their fathers were non-Jewish people. So there were these intermarriages in that place that the Lord does not really want these people to mingle along with the Jewish race. So therefore, these people cannot come together with the Jewish people also because of their mixed race. So again, of all the people there, of all the people that gave thanks to the Lord Jesus, but the Samaritan is very unlikely supposed to be, but the Samaritan was the one giving the Lord Jesus the praise. But looking at this passage, this verses here that we talk from verse number 11 to verse number 9, we will find several things, especially in verse number 13. In verse number 13, it says there, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Notice the word, and lifted up their voices. Lifted up their voices. It's a call for help. And those people that uttered those voices calling for help are all those 10 people. And we know now that 9 of them are ungrateful people. One of them was a grateful people, but 9 of them were ungrateful people. And yet, all of them got blessing from the Lord. What we can see here tonight is that no one has ever called on the Lord Jesus Christ for help and called in vain? Not one. All of these people that call upon the Lord, they all, you know, receive blessings from the Lord. Even though eventually we see that these people are not supposed to be healed. These nine leprous people are not supposed to be healed. But the Lord, because all of them were calling, all of them were calling, and probably, you know, they were true, they were sincere in their call. We cannot really, you know, belittle the sincerity of their call of the Lord, because they were there, they were earnest in their request. They were truly, you know, needing God's help and God's miracle, and because they were lepers. And again, these people received the blessing and thank God, thank the Lord that there is in the Lord's eyes, no one is too sinful for him. In the Lord's eyes, no one is too diseased, or no one is too great, a difficulty to call upon the name of the Lord. Each one of these people that are lepers called upon the Lord, and they all received the blessing from the Lord. That again is something that can give us encouragement, that if any of us will call upon the name of the Lord, we will not be calling in vain, because the Lord will answer our request. Amen. Despite the Lord knows already that not all of us may be grateful, not many of us will be grateful, and maybe some are asking the Lord for, like, say, we'll just example our situation here in New Zealand. Our immigration status is very important to us. Our work visas, our residency are very important to us. And there might be a time that, you know, we have forgotten it, that we have received blessing from the Lord, and we have not given thanks to God for many, many years now, because we have enjoyed all those blessings coming from the Lord. And now that we have the blessing, we have forgotten the Lord who gave us the blessing. Maybe many of us have been looking for a job, and then the Lord has given us the job, and it's become, we are so used already, that we have jobs every day. We wake up and then we look forward to our work. We look forward to go to report to our job. And then we have forgotten that before that job came, we really, you know, endeavored to seek the Lord to give us that blessing of favor from him. And we kind of forgotten him over time. The same thing is true with these lepers. They have forgotten the Lord, but the Lord, despite of that, God knows what's going to happen after that. God knows. And yet the Lord allowed the blessing. You know, he just allowed them to have the blessing. You know, let them enjoy that. But it's just that it is supposed to be one of the greatest things that they could do in this earth, is to give God the thanks. That is supposed to be the greatest thing that we can do upon this earth. To thank the Lord. Lord, thank you for my family. Lord, thank you for my parents. Lord, thank you for my children. So we ought to give God the thanks in everything that we receive from him. For many times, the problem is we do not thank the Lord because we feel like we lack these things. Oh, we don't have this and we don't have that. And you have forgotten all the things that you have from the Lord. You are only like focused on the things that you don't have. You become like, you know, becoming like a covetous person. That you want this, you want that, you want this, you want that. And then you strive to get that thing, and then you have forgotten to give thanks to the Lord for the things that you already received. My friend, I think that is a call for from God for us today to change our ways. The Lord deserves our praise. The Lord deserves our praises. And we ought to be grateful to Him. We ought to be a people that will give Him praise every single morning. We give Him the praise. Every single moment we give Him the thanks. And we thank the Lord in everything that we receive. And the Bible says in the book of Thessalonians, in everything give thanks. Because that is the will of God in Christ Jesus. We ought to be grateful. The Lord here showed to us that not one has ever called among these 10 people that called upon the Lord Jesus for help, and they called in vain. Not one. You see, whatever the trouble, we can call upon the name of the Lord. Whatever situations we are in, we can call upon the name of the Lord. And when we call upon the Lord Jesus is no respecter of persons. Oh, the Lord will answer him because he's a pastor. The Lord will answer even you are not a pastor. Oh, the Lord will answer him because they are highly spiritual. No, do not think about it. All of us individually or severally, we are given by God opportunity to come before His presence. All you need to do is grab it. All you need to do is do it. Because God has opened His throne to us. The throne of grace is open to us. But the thing is, we are not keen of coming in. We are not keen of talking to God in the throne of grace. The Lord Jesus is no respecter of persons, whether it is a Jew or a Samaritan. Notice here, the Samaritan got healed. Probably there are a lot of, maybe the 9 are Jewish. But the Samaritan got healed and turned back and say thanks to the Lord, and the rest of the people did not. So the Lord is no respecter of person. If you are in need, you can call upon the name of the Lord. If you are in distress, you can call upon the name of the Lord. If you are in need of help, then call upon the name of the Lord. Because the Lord Jesus is no respecter of persons. And whatever trouble we may have, each one of us has different trouble. All of us, we have our own different troubles that we face. The Lord allowed it probably because He wants us to trust in Him. He wants us to be relying upon Him. So when you have problems, when problems come, then understand that the Lord Jesus Christ is right there to help you, because He promised that He would help you. In Psalm 50, verse number 15. Psalm 50, verse 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. That is the problem, because after you call upon the name of the Lord, after you get blessing from the Lord from His answer, and then you are delivered from your problem, you are delivered from your disease, you are delivered from your situation, then you have forgotten to do the last part, to glorify the name of the Lord. This is what God said to us, and call upon me in the day of trouble. All of us experience trouble. And in that moment of trouble, I will tell you, I believe all of us call upon the name of the Lord. And when we do, the Lord promised, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. And once the deliverance comes, once the deliverance comes, I will tell you, my friend, it's your responsibility to glorify the Lord. Glorify God. Thank Him. Thank Him every day. You know, invite your pastor and, you know, cook a chicken in your house and let's celebrate. Invite me and Brother Bong. We will come. Pastor, we have a victory. Okay, invite me and Brother Bong. We will come and we'll eat dinner. That is thanksgiving. Rejoice in the Lord of all the blessing. Just magnify Him. Yeah, elevate His name. Because He promised deliverance in your problem. Deliverance from trouble. And when you do that, when it happened to you, when you are delivered from your problem, when the Lord blessed you with so much blessing, then you have to glorify God. That's what He said. And thou shalt glorify Me. You must be the more faithful in the church. You must have been the most faithful now in the ministry. You must your free time. If you have free time, you go out and deliver the tracts to the houses, to the mailboxes. Why? Because you are rejoicing in the Lord. The Lord has answered your request. The Lord has answered your prayer. And this is the great time to thank the Lord. And then in your joy, then you go out to give these tracts. And you know, who knows that the Lord will open the hearts of the people that will receive it. You see, if we call upon the name of the Lord for help, notice what God's going to do. Psalm 34, verse number 6. Bible says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The Lord will save you out, not just some of your troubles, but all of your troubles. He promised that. We have problems with finances. We have problems with relationship. We have problems with job. We have problems with sicknesses of our relatives and tuition fees and all this rent. And we have so much problem, but the Lord, when you call upon Him, He will deliver you out of all those troubles. And the Lord said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. In Psalm 34, verse number 19. Psalm 34, verse number 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. It is true. If you are servant of God, if you are faithful servant of God, sometimes you have a lot of problems. That is, part of our life, so that our reliance is only upon the Lord. We will not rely upon ourselves. We will not rely upon our bank account. We will not rely upon our job. We will not rely on all these people. We will not rely upon our parents or relatives. So that the Lord places us in that position so that our reliance will only be upon the Lord. And once you are in that affliction, you have problems, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And that is the blessing from the Lord. He promises that He's going to deliver us out of all our troubles. Another thing that we can find here in verse number 14, if you go back to our text in Luke 17, Luke 17, verse number 14, we see that the Lord dealt with these 10 men here, and He uses the Old Testament. What He said to these people, it was written in the Old Testament. So the Lord, He does not deal everyone in the same way. The Lord has so many ways to help His people. The Lord has so many ways to show His power. He has a lot of ways, and He can use whatever ways and methods that the Lord wants to help His people. But you see here in verse number 14, if you look at it, the Bible says, and when He saw them, He said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the priest. This command is what had been commanded by God to Moses back in those times of the Old Testament in Leviticus chapter 14. Leviticus chapter 14, from verse number 1 to verse number 2 to 4. Verse number 2, this shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest. And the priest shall go forth out of the camp. And the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds alive and clean, and cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop. What's the meaning of all this? To offer to God. In other words, if you have blessings in your life, you ought to be doing some offering to God. Yes, you can enjoy the blessing that God has given you, but do not forget to offer something to the Lord. Offer. Because you were in dire need, and you have problems in your life, and you ask the Lord, you come to the Lord, you seek the Lord, and then the Lord helped you. And the moment God helped you and solved all your problems, you ought to offer to God. Offer something to the Lord. You see, this is exactly, you know, what he said to these lepers. The Lord knows this scripture from the start. He was the one, he's the author of this scripture. When he talked to these lepers, he kind of saying to these people, you know, that the priest condemned you, because it was the priest at the beginning that will confirm, oops, you are unclean. You go out of the gate, outside of the gate. Do not come near the people outside of the gate. So it was the priest that will command this person to go out, because you are going to harm the society and there will be pandemic if you are doing that. So stay out of the gate. So it was the priest that have condemned the man being a leprous, being a leper. And then the Lord Jesus Christ is kind of saying to these people, you know, the priest had condemned you as lepers, but if you believe that I can heal you, and I will heal you. Now go, show yourself. When they hear that, when they listen to that command, they listen to the command of the Lord Jesus and they process it in their mind, the moment that they turn their back to go to the priest, they have that faith that they believe what Jesus Christ said. And once they turn their back to go to the priest, that's the power there of faith. You know, the effects of faith. They got healed immediately when they supposed to report to the priest. And again, that is a very bizarre, or maybe a very unusual way of the Lord healing these people. Just the moment that they believe of what Jesus Christ had said, they got healed. You see that? And there are also several others in the Bible who also have problems with leprosy. And we know the story. There was another leprous person. This time, he's the only person, he's the only one there, and all his body is white with leprous disease. And he came to the Lord to ask the Lord for help. And he said to the Lord, go to Luke chapter 5, verse number 12. Luke chapter 5, verse number 12. This is in contrast that the Lord Jesus Christ healed this leper here. Different way. Remember the 10 lepers? The moment they turned their back to report to the priest because they believed what Jesus Christ had said, they got healed right there. They got healed. The Lord Jesus Christ did not touch them. The Lord Jesus Christ did not reach out his hand to touch their leprosy. They just got healed when they put their faith in the Lord. Now in verse number 12, Luke chapter 5, and it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy. Now this person, this different now, is all over his body, is white with leprosy. All over his body. Who seeing Jesus fell on his face. When this person came to the presence of the Lord Jesus, he fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Now, he's not demanding the Lord Jesus Christ to be healed. He's asking, Lord, only if you will, Lord. If you will, O God, I can be clean, if you will. Then here in verse number 13, the response of the Lord Jesus, what he did, he said, and he put forth his hand and touched him. I tell you, I can sense that the Lord has more, you know, mercy or more compassion on this man. Maybe he had been in that leprosy for a long time. That's why all over his body is now full of leprosy. All over his body is white. The face is white. I saw the cheek tracks with this, and then how and this part of the story there is about the healing of this leprous person. And the picture of the leprous person is like, you know, the leprosy is just so thick in the face, and it deforms the eyes, it deforms the face because of so much bacteria. Now, but that is very scary for the people, you know, to touch that. That's very contagious. But the Lord, he touched it. He did not touch one of those 10 people. He did not touch. They got healed without the Lord Jesus Christ touching them. But this time the Lord touched this person. In verse number 13, and he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. You see, that is always the response of the Lord Jesus. Every time someone will call upon him, his answer is always yes. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Lord will never say no if you call upon him. The Lord will never say, you know, refuse if you ask his blessing in your life. If you ask his blessing, he will give it to you, because that is the way he is. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. I will. That was the request of the man. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus said, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Immediately. Those thick, you know, building up of bacteria, whatever it is, that's compounding in his body, it's all gone, all at once. He did not have to go to report to the priest, no. He did not have to go and just like, you know, Naaman, if you remember the story of Naaman. The story of Naaman, he was also a leprous general. But he had to dip himself in Jordan River 7 times. Before he got cleansed, he had to dip it, you know, to the 7th time. Because if he only did that once or twice or 3 times or 5 or 6 times, he would not be clean. But the moment that he dipped on the 7th dip, he got cleansed. Remember in 2 Kings, that's 2 Kings chapter 5, verse number 14. This was Naaman who was cleansed, but he had to dip himself in the river Jordan 7 times. And then went he down in verse number 14 and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child. And he was clean. You see that power? But the Lord healed these people in different method, in different way. But my friend, there are so many ways God can use and methods to help and to deliver and to heal his people. But I will tell you, we only have one God that we can approach unto. Yep. We can only come to one God.
Yep.
And our God has so many ways.
Yep.
How to help. He has so many ways how to save, like say Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a kind of upright, kind of Jewish rabbi. He was an intellect. He's a doctor of the law. He knows the law. He knows the Bible. He knows every word of the Bible, and the Lord. But he was not saved. He was not saved. And he came to the Lord Jesus Christ at night, and the Lord, spoke to him, and he believed. He believed in the Lord Jesus. And in that way, I believe that he also got saved, because he believed in the Lord Jesus. That's a story there in John chapter 3. But the Lord also has a different way of dealing with a Samaritan woman. Remember the woman at the well, the woman at the well. That is another hard case. Probably she got married 5 times, and then she has a live-in partner on the sixth partnership. And it's just a very, unpopular woman in those times to have so many husbands. And again, she might be a grave sinner, but the Lord spoke to her, and the Lord helped her, and she got saved. She believed in the Lord Jesus. And the Lord has his different way in dealing with this woman. The Lord has different way in dealing with Nicodemus. The Lord has different way in dealing with the woman at the well. And the Lord has also different way of dealing with the Ethiopian eunuch. The Ethiopian eunuch is so religious. He just got up to Jerusalem to worship God. And for many weeks of travel from Ethiopia to Jerusalem. And then after the feast and the Passover there and all those things are done, then he had to head back home to Ethiopia, travel weeks and many days on the road. And then Philip got him on, and Philip shared to him the gospel, and he got saved. So that is another way of, way the Lord used to save the person. And you also remember the name of Saul of Tarsus, which became the Apostle Paul. He also has different way, the Lord has different way of dealing with him. He was a zealous, he's a very, devoted to his religion, in the Jewish religion. And he was willing to kill people, and he was willing also to be killed because of his religion, only to, meet the Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, and then he got saved when someone talked to him about the Lord Jesus. That is a different way of, the Lord Jesus Christ winning the person. And there's also this person named Cornelius. Cornelius is a very generous person. Cornelius was a man that has that his giving really reached to heaven. He just give and give and give and give. And he's not saved. Therefore, the angel came and told Cornelius, your giving reached to heaven. God wants you to be saved. Now, you are going to meet the person named Peter. Why Cornelius did not get saved when he talked to the angel? Why? Because, God uses human instrumentality for salvation. It waited until Peter came. Listen to him. He's going to say something to you. And then he believed, and he got baptized, and he got saved. And you see, there is always human instrumentality in our salvation. But the Lord uses different way, a different method, different way of helping the people, saving the people, healing the people. But even though God has so many ways of helping and healing and saving people, but there is only one way to God, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. When he said, "I am the door," the Lord Jesus Christ claimed that he was the door, and he is still the door. He said, "By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture." In John chapter 14, verse number 6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In Acts chapter 4, verse number 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So there is only one way to God, there's only one way to heaven, but God may use different methods to help. So we see here in verse, if you go back to our text in Luke chapter 17, in verse number 14 again. This is a spiritual blessing, and a spiritual blessing only and always comes in the pathway of obedience. In obedience, there is this great spiritual blessing. And notice again, as I shared to you already earlier on about this situation here, when the Lord Jesus Christ said to these men, go, show thyself, or show yourselves. Now, as they went, that is the word there, as they were cleansed. They simply took the Lord Jesus at his word. They just listened, and once they listened, they believed in their heart. That's the requirement at that moment, that the Lord Jesus healed them. You see, when they followed and obeyed the Lord, what the Lord Jesus Christ said to them, they received the blessing that they needed so much. Remember, they were crying from afar. They were crying and crying and crying, calling upon the Lord from afar, from a distance. They only have at that very short, you know, window of time. They only have that very small window of space there, because seconds after that, minute after that, Jesus Christ would be gone away, very far away. But when Jesus Christ passed by that place, and there was this tiny little time for them to call and call aloud and cry aloud. They were crying and they were shouting, seeking the Lord and asking the Lord Jesus for help. When they received the blessings they so needed, you can find that the words there, important to the Lord, or the cue there for us to see when the Lord answered the prayer, is the word, and as they went. That, my friend, implies that these people are fully convinced, and they believe with all their heart that Jesus Christ spoke of the truth, and that they believe in him, that he is the Son of God. And as they went, in other words, if we change this word, and as they obeyed. And as they obeyed, they were cleansed. And cleansing is what they sought for many, many years. Cleansing from leprosy is what they really badly need in their lives, and they got it. They got it. The measure of our obedience to the Lord Jesus will determine the measure of our blessing that we experience and enjoy in our lives. Before, if you remember the story of the turning of water into wine, before the water turned into wine, there was this command, there was this something that was spoken in John chapter 2, verse number 5, if you may. John chapter 2, verse number 5, his mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And that's exactly what they did. When the Lord Jesus said to the servants, fill the pots with water to the brim. They just did it. They know that they came and they grabbed these gallons of water and put it in the water pot. We saw a water pot in Cana. We were there in Cana. And there were also a lot of Cebuano people there. We were coming out and they're going in. So we met them. There's a lot of groups there, a lot of groups, and they all speak Cebuano. And we were there in Cana. We saw this water pot, so big water pot. It's different kind of water pot. It's kind of like a big stone, and then they just like make that into a container. And then we were there, look at this things. I don't know if that was really the kind of water pot that was used in those times in Cana, but they said that was the same water pot. There were six, but how many of that mahal that we saw? Only one. In the Bible, there were six water pots like that, but only one left there. And we look at that water pot, it's like a big stone carved. And then I remember there when we went into that place in Cana, and a lot of us with the pastors and their wives, and guess what happened there? We married again. We got married again. No, we had a wedding. We had a wedding. Me and Jinky, we got married again. And then Pastor Jimbo and Mom Eva got married again. So we all paraded there. And then not just us, all those people that also come to that place, they are going to be married again, because you can tell they have this suit and all this, you know, for wedding clothes. And then on our way out, these people coming in, then one Cebuano said there, "Wa pagita matagamani." He said, you know, have we not learned our lesson? We got married once and now we are going to be married again. We just laugh, and it was fun. It was really fun, that place. But we saw that water pot. That water pot. I tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ commanded those servants, fill the water pot with water up to the brim. So full. Those men understood, those men knew that what they got is just pure water. And the moment that they obeyed the Lord Jesus, when they filled the water pot with up to the brim, then the Lord Jesus said to them, "Now taste." When the Lord commanded them to have, you know, a taste, and give it to the governor of the feast, I'll tell you, that was a great blessing. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ there was manifested. In Acts chapter 9, verse number 6, this is the story of the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul, he said, and he, Apostle Paul, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And the Lord said unto him, "Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." My friend, when the Apostle Paul fully surrendered his life to the Lord, when the Apostle Paul fully obeyed the Lord Jesus Christ in his life, I will tell you, there was that fullness of blessing that Apostle Paul received. He got the fullness of blessing because he obeyed. If these people obeyed the Lord and got blessed by God, we too, if we obey the Lord, we will get blessing from God. Because that is how the way the Lord operates. If you obey Him, if you rely upon Him, if you trust in Him, if you put your faith in Him, full obedience brings fullness of blessing. Another thing, if you go back to our text in Luke chapter 17, verse number 15 this time, and when we consider all that the Lord Jesus has done for us, if you remember all the blessings that the Lord has done in your life, I think there's a song that says, "Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done." Because it's so great, it's so much blessing. so much blessing. And sometimes Satan will deceive us to think of this little tiny thing that we don't have, and we have forgotten these whole things here that the Lord has given to us. Now, if we consider all that the Lord has done for us, the very least that we can do is thank Him. That is the least that we can do, to say, Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. By your grace, I will give my life to you. Once we do that, I will tell you, my friend, even if you give your life to the Lord, that is the least that you can do. Luke 17, verse number 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God. I did not even realize this, that he came back and with a loud voice. My imagination was as he came back and then dropped down to the ground and then worshiped the Lord there at the ground. But no, he turned back and with a loud voice. With a loud voice. In other words, he doesn't care what people may think about him. For many times, we have been blessed by God, and we cover our Christianity. We hide our Christianity because we don't want people to think, you know, we are bigot or we are religious. We don't want to be known to be religious. We don't want to be known that we are Christians. We don't want to be known that we are saved. This man, he doesn't care. He doesn't care what people think about him, but what he wants is to give God the glory of what God has done in his life. You see, one of them, and when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Now, the writer included this phrase, and he was a Samaritan. Why? Because that of the unlikelihood of this, that a Samaritan will praise a Jew. In the first place, they hated each other. But the writer included, Luke included the phrase, and he was a Samaritan. I will tell you, my friend, if you are blessed by God, you know, your heart will be full of forgiveness. If you are blessed by God, you don't harbor those, you know, those hatred in your heart. You will take it out because it has nothing to do with your praising to God. This man didn't care about who Jesus Christ was. He was a Jew, but he didn't care. He gave God the thanks, and in fact, he made it with a loud voice. That means the Samaritans also. Why are you praising now our enemy? He doesn't care. He didn't care. The blessings that he received from the Lord is enough for him to give back the glory to God because of what God has done. You see, the same thing is true with us. If the Lord had blessed us, if the Lord had cured you of your own, you know, problems, and this person has his own leprosy, and we also have our own problem, we have also our own medical issues, and if God cured us from any illness or any problem or any relationship problem or any, you know, financial problem, if God had cured all of us with that, we ought also to give God thanks. Do not forget to give God the thanks. Because sometimes it's easy for us to forget really the Lord. It is easy for us to forget the Lord. By the way, we are going to have our next big event probably is the Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Remember the Lord. Remember the Lord. You know, in our Thanksgiving, you know, offer to the Lord whatever you can offer to God. Give to the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. You see, that is the least that we can do. That is the least that we can do. The Lord has been so good to us, and we have not expressed our gratefulness to him. You see, thank the Lord that you know, the Lord has prepared heaven for you. Thank Him.
Amen.
Thank the Lord that once upon a time He came and He went to Bethlehem and He was born in a manger. Thank the Lord for that, because, you know, we were all born in a very cozy, you know, place in our hospitals, and then all this nice clean clothes there, and with all this electric fan on us, and the care of the nurses and the midwives there, and our parents. But the Lord Jesus Christ did not experience that. He did not experience a clean, maybe cushion there. His cushion was this manger, leaves, dried leaves. It's not really a place for royalty. But the Lord Jesus Christ came to Bethlehem, and He was born in that manger. We ought to thank God for Him. We ought to thank God for the place that He prepared for us. We have mansions in heaven. Thank God for that. Yeah. Thank God for the triumph that He had in the wilderness for you. He triumphed against the temptation of the devil. Thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ for His victory. And thank the Lord for His 3 years in public ministry for you. He did all things that He could do for you. And thank the Lord for He endured in the Garden of Gethsemane. Yeah. And He accomplished that task at Calvary for you.
Amen.
That is why we really have to give God the thanks, because it belonged to Him. So the Lord has done a lot of things for us. All we need to do is just give Him thanks. And once we do, I will tell you, we have done our part on this earth, because that is the reason why we are here on this earth, to give glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, to praise Him for everything, for all the things that He has done. And all those things that He has done is for your benefit, for our blessing. But He has given us all things free, but it was not free for Him. He paid every bit of it. He paid everything so that you will have everything. And we ought to give God the thanks. Praise the Lord for this Samaritan leper. Of all the people there, he was the one who came back. And with this, we hope that we are one of the Samaritan lepers here, and give the Lord the thanks that He deserved. And please, you know, see it to yourself, whether ask the Lord, Lord, am I one of the nine? Am I one of the nine? If I am, please, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I want to give you thanks from now on. For the rest of my life, I will give you thanks every single day. You can pray about it, and then the Lord may help you to remember His goodness, and you may be able to give Him the thanks that you need to say every day. Let's bow and pray. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, thank you for the reminder that we are not supposed to be forgetful, Lord, to give you thanks. We ought to be grateful to you, O God, because of what you have done. Bless your people, Lord, and I pray that this is the beginning, that we will change our ways, O Lord, and we will remember you every single day, every single moment. We will remember your goodness, and we will remember to give you thanks. Lord, bless your people, and thank you for the victory tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the great reminder for all of us as your people to be grateful. And thank you, Lord, for the example here of this Samaritan leprous person. But Lord, for the rest of the things that we have done, that we have not given glory to your name, forgive us. Help us, Lord, that this is the beginning of the time that we will be your grateful people and grateful servant, so that, Lord, we can encourage others also to be grateful. And thank you, Father, for the victory that you have given to us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, let's all rise for our final hymn, please. Follow on.